USA Radio News.
President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court nominee pick tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're hearing the president is still working the phones today, primarily seeking input about two judges, Brett Kavanaugh and Thomas Hardiman. That's according to people familiar with the situation. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana reminds us the one thing that the Supreme Court is supposed to do.
The purpose of the United States Supreme Court is not to make policy. Does it make policy sometimes? Inevitably, in deciding a case. But the purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court is to interpret the law.
The Thailand cave rescue operation has suspended for the night, with four more boys freed, bringing the total to eight. Now there's still four more boys and the soccer coach to rescue. Dr. Mark Siegel joined Fox News to talk about some of the things the boys will be struggling with.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
FBI agent Peter Strzok will testify before a congressional committee this week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Strzok's lawyer saying that the agent will appear before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday. He gave 11 hours of closed-door testimony to Congress last week. Strzok working on investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails and Russian meddling in the 2016 election and indicating in text to a co-worker that he had an anti-Trump bias. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the weekend, while dining in Kentucky, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was confronted at a restaurant by protesters. Former presidential candidate and former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, Herman Cain, says Democrats better watch it when it comes to the upcoming elections.
I believe it's backfiring not only because of the harassment and encouragement, but, Stuart, is also backfiring with respect to the Democrat outrageous rhetoric.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is set to meet with Vladimir Putin on July 16th in Helsinki. Steve Forbes is the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He talks about why this will be a key meeting for everyone around the world.
This is going to be a crucial meeting because the Europeans are going to be watching it very closely. Is the U.S. in effect going to abandon 70 years of post-war policy with Europe by in effect gutting NATO and saying Europe's on its own? That would have huge international repercussions. So what they discuss, and I think what Putin's going to try to do with Trump is say, hey, start abandoning NATO, and by golly, we can have a better relationship. Mm. And that's what the Europeans are deadly, especially the Germans, are really worried about.
Well, Forbes also addresses what President Trump has been saying where NATO members are not paying their fair share.
Henry Kissinger says NATO needs to be updated in that respect.
Okay.
But the core should be NATO exists because it helps our security by having the security on the perimeter. That's why it was created, to stop the Soviets after World War II, keep the peace there, keep Europe out of diplomacy, keep the Germans happy, and because their security is our security. We learned that in the 30s. So this is not just us doing a security service for them. It's for our safety as well.
And finally, former President Jimmy Carter declared yesterday that Jesus Christ would approve of same-sex marriages and abortions in cases of rape and incest in danger to the mother. Carter did say, though, regarding gay marriage, that he does not believe a church should be forced by the government to marry two people if they don't want to. For USA Radio.